Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a restful and holy day of celebrating the Lord's Day this weekend. As the people of God, we're making our way through this season of Lent, the season of purification, of repentance, of returning to the essence of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, what it means to be the church. And one of the questions I want to ask today is, what is the essence? What's at the heart of the church? The church is living through a time of cultural crisis, you might say, through the broader spiritual battles that exist in the world today, the intense drive towards secularism that sort of dominates the culture. And what gets revealed in the midst of it, it's more trying and more difficult for the church. And a lot gets exposed about the church herself during times like this, and where the hearts of human beings get revealed. Are we living in the essence of the faith? Do we understand what it is? Are we loyally and faithfully following Jesus? And there's no better time than Lent for each one of us to make an examination of conscience and be honest about where we are, to allow the Holy Spirit to shed some light into our heart to see where we stand in relationship to Jesus. Because the church reminds us the call is of discipleship. What it means to be in the church is the most important thing any one of us can respond to. And it's a radical call, and it demands a total response to Jesus. And we have, because of the world, the flesh, and the devil, there's great temptation to compromise into what Pope John Paul II used to call a Christian minimalism. He said, we become Christians at risk because we don't lay hold of the treasure that's at the heart of the church, and you can't lay hold of it without a radical response to the invitation by the Lord and by the church to become followers and disciples of Jesus. C.S. Lewis had this simple line, I think maybe you've heard it. He talked about, why is Christianity valuable, in essence? Why do we believe it? We believe it because it's true. And what's true about it? What makes it so unique and important? He said, Christianity, if false, is of no importance. And if true, it's of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important. And so a moderate response to what's at the essence or the heart of Christianity is totally inconsistent with that very essence. Because if it's true, if the claims of Christianity are true, they're of infinite importance. Do you look at being a Christian? Do you look at the teaching of the church and what she holds in her essence? Do you see it as being infinitely important to you and to the whole world? Well, what is it? What is that essence? There's a beautiful passage in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where Paul gives a, you might say, a charismatic summary of what is at the essence of the church. He calls it the mystery of our religion. What's mystery? Mystery is a reality and a truth, not a myth, but reality and truth that's not accessible to our own reason, on our own strength, and our own power, but it's the reality of God's action and who God is that has to be revealed to us. And of course, Jesus revealed the mysteries of God by revealing to us who God is, God's plan of salvation, God's economy, who you are in relationship to God, what God's saving purpose is. Paul summarizes it this way. He said, the mystery of our religion, essentially saying this is it. He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated in the spirit. He was seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up into glory. Paul, think about this now. Paul, who was the great preacher who had received a revelation of Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus when he was struck by light, where he fell down to the ground, and Jesus revealed himself to Paul in his glory. Paul got a glimpse of his majesty. And then he received his commission from the Lord to go preach the gospel. He said to shed light into the darkness and call people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, from the power of Satan to God. And so much was revealed to him in just those few moments when Christ revealed and manifested his glory. So Paul was taken into the mystery. Paul was brought into God's plan of salvation through Christ glorified, and he was able to see by God's mercy what he couldn't see on his own. And Paul summarizes it here. He was manifested in the flesh. What's that? Jesus became one of us. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that has been made. Jesus, the Son of God, became one of us, took on human flesh. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. So the Son of God manifests the mystery of God in his becoming one of us. He came to us to draw back the curtain. He came to us to make it possible for a race of people who are fallen, whose minds are darkened by sin, and cannot see the light of the glory of God that shines now on the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to make it known. Who is God? You know, who is man? Why was I created? Why am I here? Where's life going? Jesus reveals all that. And so what is mysterious and unknown to human beings and can't be accessed by their own strength, God sends his Son in the fullness of time to draw the curtain back fully. He revealed himself throughout history, through the people in nature somewhat, in the people of Israel, and a kind of progressive movement toward a fuller revelation. And the fullness of his revelation comes in the person of Jesus Christ. He was vindicated by the Spirit. What does that mean? Well, Scripture tells us that he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was crucified. He was accused of being a criminal, a blasphemer, that he deserved to die. And he died a bloody death on a cross. But he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who was in Jesus, whose anointing and grace was upon Jesus, led Jesus to Calvary where he bore witness faithfully to the fundamental purpose of his coming, the revelation of the Father, for example. John Paul II used to mention how at Calvary on the cross, there are three faces being revealed, and one is the face of God. Jesus on the cross does justice to the Father. He fulfills his mission, and he shows all of us, he shows the entire world who God the Father is. God the Father is love itself, unconditional love. That's what's being revealed on the cross, self-donating love. God is love, the apostles will go on to say. And how are they able to say it? Because they saw it in Jesus, because he taught them, and then he revealed it to them on the cross and say, this is God's nature to bring mercy and forgiveness and compassion and humility and all the wonderful characteristics of the life of Jesus. There the mystery of God is revealed. And he died in obedience to the Father. He did nothing more on earth than declare the truth about who he was in his preaching, his teaching, his authority, and God backed that word through signs and wonders. And ultimately, Jesus was vindicated because he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. So his message was completely vindicated. And his claim that he was indeed the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Redeemer of all, and there's no one like him. It's all vindicated by this work of the Spirit who did what St. Augustine said, the Christianity is the resurrection from the dead. And it begins with Jesus, who's the firstborn of the new creation. Christianity is something entirely new. At its essence, it's entirely new. It's a new creation. It's a new reality brought to us by God himself through the person of Jesus Christ. And the Spirit does in Jesus what he's going to do in every single person who's given their life to Christ, who has said yes to him, who's followed him, who's surrendered their lives to him, been baptized into Christ and living in his church. So he was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated in the Spirit. He was seen by angels. The angels saw what God has done in Jesus. He was seen by angels when he returned to the Father's right hand. He was preached among the nations. Part of God's plan, his economy, and the mystery of his plan is that the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ, would go throughout the whole world. Jesus spoke to the apostles, gave them the Great Commission, go make disciples of all nations, go to every nation, let everyone know the good news and the mercy that's being extended through the life of Jesus Christ and the establishment of a new creation that every tribe, every people, every nation is called to participate into this. And this is why the church exists. The church exists to preach the gospel to every nation. And he was believed on in the world, St. Paul said, that people began to turn to him and say yes. And then finally, Paul says he was taken up into glory. And here we touch, I think, the very core of Christianity. And I think an element that often escapes us. The most important thing we can know, or the most important thing about coming to grasp the essence of Christianity, is not first to know what we're supposed to do for God, but to know what God has done for us. See what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. See what God has done. All the letters in the New Testament begin with what God has done for us, not what we're supposed to do for God. All those New Testament letters include what we're supposed to do for God. That is, how are we supposed to respond to this great mystery, the essence that has been revealed about who God is and what Christianity really is all about? And the fact that Jesus was taken up into glory is something that, even in the season of Lent, it's worth reflecting on. Because what really is Calvary all about? Calvary is Jesus fulfilling his mission from the Father to, as Paul tells us, to put away sin, to put away the reality of sin's effect, which sin produces separation from God. It produces death. Paul tells us that death came into the world through one man's sin, and all of us have been affected. And as sin came into the world, all men became subject to sin's power. Paul will then say that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Humanity, which was made to participate and share in some way in God's glory, has fallen from that state, that vocation, that life, because of saying no to God, because of falling under the power of sin, and because of sin being separated from God and completely incapable in our own power to be able to lift ourselves or somehow to connect to God's glory. Jesus is that connection. Jesus puts away death on the cross by becoming a sacrifice for sin and offering himself on your behalf and mine to the Father. And the Father receives Jesus' perfect offering and sacrifice. And he offers himself in a human body, one of us. So he makes a sacrifice for all of us, and he draws us up into it. And this faithful son is raised from the dead, and the Father receives him into glory and gives Jesus everything that belongs to him, his power, his beauty, his majesty, his authority, his glory. And so Jesus was literally taken up. And when Jesus was taken up into glory, humanity was taken up into glory with him. He's the new Adam. He's now siring a new race of people that, by his mercy and power, now have a possibility of participating in the life of God in God's glory. Lent is a reminder to us of how devastating sin is, how it cuts us off from that end for which we're made. And it's a time to repent and turn back to God and be urgent in that response and be deadly serious about what's at stake and understand that what is given to you is what St. Paul would say later, is that you were made to obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, that's the essence of Christianity and where Jesus is taking us. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.